Jack Smith here with Xander Meckley ahead of Game 1 in this series between the Fred Nats and the Woodpeckers. Xander, you had your, I would say, best start on Sunday last week against Delmarva. You go a career-high 6 innings, and how overall did you feel in that start on Sunday?
Overall, I felt really good. I felt like I was attacking the zone really well, and I was able to just trust my defense and just let them work.
First two starts of June, you've got 14 combined strikeouts. Your final two starts of May, I think it was just one. What's the key for you with your arsenal and being able to get Ks?
For me, just keep attacking the zone, get ahead. In May, I was falling behind in the count a lot. So just getting ahead in the count and being able to finish that bats is key for me.
Is there a pitch that you feel most confident in? It's a start of an at-bat. You want to get in the zone. Is there a pitch for you that you feel like is the key there?
I would say either my fastball or my slider, most confident in.
We saw you use, I think it was the sinker, up in the zone to Delmarva. What was the key for that pitch, and why do you think it was working so well that day?
So the key for me with that pitch was just throw it, kind of start more middle in, and just let it work, and just keep attacking, keep throwing it.
Last year, you were mostly a reliever. This year, you're almost a full-time starter. What's been the transition for you, and how has it gone so far?
It's an adjustment with mainly like the 5-day schedule. I started in college, but then you had basically a full week before we went back out. So it's a little adjustment, and just we're getting after it.
Where do you feel like, if you had to pinpoint one difference, where is the biggest difference between life as a reliever and life as a starter in pro ball?
I think the main difference for me is out of the pen, you just come out there and you're just slinging it. Your goal is just attack the zone, get outs as quick as possible and reduce the runs. And your job is to finish the game as compared to a starter. You got to control the whole game. So I think that's the main difference.
You mentioned college. You went to Coastal Carolina. The Chanticleers are back in Omaha. How much do you follow your old program, and how excited are you to see them get back to the College World Series?
I was keeping track of them pretty much the whole year. Definitely a little bit more as like their season was ending. They're really hot. They're doing really well. And one thing I love that they're doing is Matt Williams, the pitching coach. I just know what he does. He's really good at what he does, and he's phenomenal.
I feel like the cool thing about college baseball is some schools that aren't as huge in other sports, like they're not Power 5, they're not these just massive schools, are able to have a ton of success and be programs that are around the postseason a lot. Why do you feel like Coastal is one of those programs, and how did you enjoy your time there?
So for them, one of the main things that they always preach there is selfless and relentless, and that's what they do day in, day out, and they want to get the job done, and they work as a team instead of more individual, and they just compete every day. And I feel like that's how they get their most success.
How do you feel like that shaped you coming into pro ball, your time with the Chanticleers?
I believe it shaped me really well. They're very competitive, and I am as well, and I think that really helped me and elevated my game even more.
How confident are you? Where is your confidence level in them being able to go all the way? They've made it to Omaha, but obviously there's some steps to go in the process.
I'm very confident. I know multiple guys on their pitching staff, and those guys are dogs, and I feel like they're just going to go out there and compete, work their butt off, and do their thing, and our hitters are going to get it done over there.
Who's the first round draw for them in Omaha, do you know?
Arizona. So that's... because that's who they beat in 2016 for the World Series, so it's be pretty cool to see.
Got to be locked in for that game one.
Oh, yeah.
And now that you've had what was probably your best start of the year last Sunday, coming here to Fayetteville, what's one thing you're focusing on to build on from the last start to this first start here this week?
Same thing, just attack the zone. My last outing, I didn't have any walks, so just keep doing that. Limiting threes is, I think, the biggest thing for me, and just keep making them get themselves out. Just got to throw to the plate, produce weak contact and everything.
That's Xander Meckley ahead of Game 1 in this series against the Woodpeckers. Xander, thank you for the time.
Thank you.